How pleasing is it to be here today, seeing the fans in the car park? One or two of them have just been shouting your name out.
Well, it sort of takes me back to the days when, obviously, when I was a player here. But yeah, I mean, it's a fantastic day. Great to see the place so busy and full house, I understand, today. So it should be good.
It's important to just take a pause, isn't it, sometimes? Because you can get lost in the kind of the day-to-day of the league and just remember the greats, remember the great times, the ups, the downs, the big stories.
That's football, though, isn't it? You know, the great thing about football is that you can be really low and within a very short time you can be back on the up. You know, I think the lads have gone 10, 11 games unbeaten, 10 of those wins. They're in a semi-final of the FA Cup. You know, if you look at that at the beginning of this season, it's fantastic how quickly the changes come.
Great timing, isn't it, for Sheffield United to be on a run on their birthday?
Yeah, I mean, fantastic. And the last major anniversary, of course, was the 100-year anniversary, and that was the year we got promoted into what is now the Premier League. We were also followed by the BBC cameras all that year as well. And I think did Wednesday get relegated that year as well? I think it was one of those perfect years anyway for a lot of Sheffield United fans.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? So it's an anniversary this year. They're not too far away from the playoffs, but quite a bit to do.
Well, hopefully lightning can strike twice. You never know, you know. You just got to keep playing, keep winning your games, and who knows, if you can sneak into the playoffs, and it's a lottery, isn't it? And anything can happen. But realistically, we're just, I think, pleased to be where we are, given the start that we had. And it augurs well for the future. They've made a fantastic appointment in Nigel Clough. And I think the hardest thing is going to be keeping hold of him.
Now then, speaking of legends, your partnership with Brian Deane, I mean, it was brilliant for this football club and is still fondly remembered. Fans who call football heaven mention it very regularly.
Yeah, the strikers always get the credit, don't they? But what we had was a fantastic team ethic, you know. Everybody knew their job. Everybody knew what they had to do on a Saturday. Yeah, it meant a lot of chances were created and we scored a lot of goals and got a lot of credit. But it was a fantastic team effort and, you know, I think they've got that same sort of ethic going now, really.
Really, do you see similarities then between this group right now and perhaps some of the days that Sheffield United fans have seen recently in the cup wins, that kind of atmosphere about the place?
I always look at teams when they score a goal, a reaction, whether one or two sort of, you know, go off and celebrate and a couple will walk back to the halfway line. They're all together. Every time they score, they're all together, and that really augurs well. That means that they're a tight unit in the dressing room and definitely on the pitch.
You've mentioned sort of a few great moments there during or as part of your time here at Sheffield United. Is there one moment that particularly stands out as being great, or one particular goal that you were able to score?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple, but I mean, I think the main one, and most fans will probably agree with me, is that final goal at Leicester away. We needed to win that day to get into what is now the Premier League. And, you know, we were 4-2 up, but I think that fifth one sort of put the nail in the coffin, and that just meant we were going up. And it was just a fantastic feeling of relief, of hard work over the last year, 18 months, and yeah, it was great for everybody.
It's a great day to have a trip down memory lane, and we're enjoying talking about it now. Is it something that you do often?
What?
Just have
talk
a think about it.
It.
Well, talk about it, you know, have the get-togethers, phone calls. Are you in touch with Brian Deane much?
Well, I spoke to Brian on Skype yesterday, so, you know, we had a great relationship on the pitch and off the pitch, and he's a fantastic lad, and yeah, I speak to Brian a lot. But yeah, I mean, social media helps, doesn't it? What you've got now is a lot of people reminding you of the good old days, so that's fantastic.
It could be worse given social media.
It could be, yeah, but I'm on Twitter and I get a lot of lovely comments from people, and you know, a lot of people remind me of things that even I've forgotten about, you know, in my playing days. So, you know, it is fantastic to reminisce, but, you know, it's about now. It's about the here and now and going forward. And right now, the club's in a great position, and I'm really looking forward to what it can produce over the next couple of seasons.
Special, isn't it, football in this city? Whether it's up on the high or whether it's maybe in the doldrums or what have you, it's still so important to the people of Sheffield.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a proper footballing city. It can sustain two huge clubs. You know, you imagine if this was a one-club city. I mean, you know, you'd be up there with your Man Uniteds and all sorts, because, you know, in terms of passion for football, yeah, this is the city.